like you like chugged a can of wine.
Hey, Stephanie.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We got something different going on today.
What do we got going?
We have a friend with us today. Who is it? We have Josh from Four Nerds by Nerds podcast. Hi, yay! Josh.
Hi. Yay.
So excited.
I'm so happy you're here.
I've been pumped like all week to do that.
Oh my gosh.
No pressure.
It's going to be great. I'm so happy. I love this show.
Thanks, Josh. We like your show, too.
Thanks.
So what's everybody drinking?
Well, we busted out our canned wine.
Well, again. Yeah. We
are day drinking. I have the Southern Peach that I'm most of the way through. So this episode's going to get interesting.
I had the Rosé Bubbles.
Yeah.
Rosé Bubbles. Mm-hmm. Day drinking.
What's the verdict?
I mean, I really can't taste it.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I still can't taste or smell for a lot of it. This flavor, I couldn't. I could taste last week.
You should drink canned wine all the time.
No. I would not be a productive citizen if I drank this all the time.
They just look like vanilla Coke cans on the can.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Yeah.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then we have a third one to share, which is the watermelon rosé one for when we finish these. We'll just.
Let me tell you, these little babies are strong.
Yeah, they're a lot. What are you drinking, Josh?
What you drinking over there?
I'll do a little promo because my first time on the show and I was very excited. So I'm wearing my Terrified and Tipsy t-shirt.
Yay!
I have my couch blankie. Halloween.
Oh, I love it.
And I mean, highly appropriate.
I have my stemless, they're Terrified and Tipsy wine glass.
Yay!
With grapes!
With frozen grapes!
Grapes. And oh then I went to the store today, and I specifically bought a can of wine called House Wine Rosé.
Oh my God, I'm speechless.
$1 for one can.
This is too much. I'm so excited. What's the alcohol on that one?
12%.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Ours is we're 12. On the same boat as you.
You might want to sip it.
Courtney's learned the hard way.
The last couple of episodes, they're going to be rough. So yeah. I decided to slow it down so that I can actually like be coherent.
Get through it.
Just got to get through it, right? Look how pretty that is.
It looks like a glass with the most amount of olives ever.
Got some toothpicks in there.
Well, cheers.
Your very own at tipsypod.com right now.
Yes, you can.
You are repping tonight.
It's fantastic. Speaking of tipsypod.com, let me do an awkward segue into more things you can find on tipsypod.com. Besides just stemless wine glasses, there's more merch there. We have new shirt designs. We've got all types of shit on there. So everybody needs to go to tipsypod.com and get all different types of swag for tipsypod on there.
Yeah.
On that website also is our Patreon. Our
we
new
do
Patreon.
Have Patreon. Uh-huh. So excited.
So the video for this recording that we're doing with Josh will be on Patreon. So why would you not pay $7 to watch us hang out with our buddy Josh?
Right. You can see his beautiful face. Look at
I'm
it. Look at
on it. Patreon.
And then there's also other ways to support our show. You can buy us a glass of wine from buymeacoffee.com. $3 goes a long way, and $1 of that goes to the Humane Society. So,
which is, I love it.
We like the puppies and the kitties.
We love the puppies. Yes.
And then, Josh, what about Four Nerds by Nerds?
What you
Where
doing?
Can everybody find you, and what kind of swag can they buy?
Because we got some.
Hell yeah, we're in my shirt right now.
Yeah, we have tons of cool merch on our Threadless store, fmbn.threadless.com. You can find a whole bunch of designs there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody go on Threadless.
Yeah.
And buy some FNBN shirts. And you're on all the social medias, so everybody can find you on there too.
Yeah, we are FNBN Podcast on Twitter. We are also FNBN, the number 4 and the letter U on Facebook and Instagram.
And if people aren't following you already, shame on them.
Yeah. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, come on, people.
How
I'm on
dare
Patreon.
You.
I'm important.
All right, so should we hop into what we watched this week?
I think we should.
So obviously our typical format is that we watch the movie separate and talk about it together. Well, Josh did the same thing with us. So all three of us watched, and now we're going to just get through it together. What did we watch, Courtney?
Oh my gosh. We watched Saw, the original Saw, 2004.
Yeah. How did everybody feel about it?
Well, okay. I'll start.
Okay.
I don't really get bothered by scary movies. That's just kind of who I am.
Uh-huh.
I can disconnect pretty good to be able to like watch a movie and it not affect me.
Okay.
But this one, this goddamn movie, it affected me. And I just, it's hard. This movie was hard for me. It legitimately was. Thank you, Josh, because he's the one that chose it.
Uh-huh. We gave Josh like six options and he's like, Saw. I'm like, oh, God damn it. We should have given that as an option.
It's like he knew.
I know. He knows us too well.
I know.
What'd you think, Josh?
It wasn't as scary as the first time I saw it. Like it was.
How long has it been?
I saw it probably like right after it came out. Okay. And then I rewatched it in like 2007. So yeah, it's been a while. But it's one of those things like once you know everything, it doesn't.
Sure. Right, right. Yeah. So
kind of spoils it a little bit. Yeah.
Had you never seen this, Courtney?
Oh, I hadn't seen this one.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you picked a good one.
Yeah,
I had a very good one.
I had seen some clips from it, but I don't even know if it was from this one. Like, I might have been because there's like
seven
of them. I don't know.
There's like, I think the newest one is technically like the ninth one.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen that one either.
That won't happen.
I have watched, I think, clips of some of them, but I don't even know which one it was. I don't even know if it was this one. I do remember the bathroom scene, but I think that that was just kind of like an iconic type thing. So it wasn't
something.
I don't know. So I may have just remembered
it. There are far more gruesome movies in this franchise, but this is definitely like the scariest. The rest of them aren't. They're just like
gory.
Yeah. Just have you kind of being like, ooh, like the whole time. Like, oh,
just
that was
cringing.
Hurt.
Just
I can't do gore. I don't like unnecessary gore. There wasn't actually a whole lot in this one. This one was legitimately like scary. Like what's going to happen?
Yeah, because it was a mind fuck. The whole movie.
Yeah.
It was just psychological, just torture.
How did you do, Steph?
I think it's pretty obvious to say I fucking hated it. So there's a point in my notes, and this is a first for me. I just don't have any more notes. Like,
did you like end the movie with no notes or like you just like middle?
I have like the beginning through like most of the way through the movie and then it just stops. And then I just got caught up in what's happening and I was uncomfortable and I was just upset and angry. And I was like, Courtney's got me. It's fine. I just don't know what's happening. I don't think I could do it. Courtney usually has good notes. It's good. Fuck it. I'm fine.
Would you like to see my notes?
Yes.
It says Saw, and then I realized I didn't need to take notes for this movie.
Okay.
You got it all up here, don't you?
Oh, man. He's feeling really confident, because even when I watch a movie, I'm not going to remember that shit.
No.
No.
No. It comes back a little bit as we talk about it, but...
I just finished this, like, right before we started recording, so...
Okay. Me too. Me too. Well, and I knew it was going to be bad because I was texting Courtney this morning and I was like, did you watch it yet? Because I hadn't watched it. And I was like trying to get like a temperature gauge. And Courtney's like, yeah, you know, for the first 20 minutes, you know, it's been fine. 20 minutes in, not that bad. And then she texts me a few minutes later and she's like, you're not going to like this. And I'm like,
it was like 25 minutes in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, it's gone downhill.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Even though the movie, I think, starts off kind of strong as far as like shit happening. Yeah. But okay.
It was a lot.
I didn't like it at all. And I'm going to put my feet down about watching more of them. I'm not doing it.
We're not doing it.
Thank you.
We're not doing it.
Thank you.
I didn't want to watch this movie to begin with.
Josh, we're not doing it anymore.
What if I were to tell you Donnie Wahlberg shows up in the sequels? Does that?
That doesn't intrigue me.
I don't know. I am intrigued.
Is it just because of New Kids on the Block? Is that why?
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
I love Donnie Wahlberg.
I mean, of the Wahlbergs, yes, I would go that route too. But no, I would not be intrigued by it at all.
Well, would you like to give everybody the IMDb synopsis?
Okay.
that was jacked up. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. We ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Two strangers awaken in a room with no recollection of how they got there and soon discover they're pawns in a deadly game perpetrated by a notorious serial killer.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because
it does. It's all accurate.
Last week, it didn't.
I mean, it kind of did.
Well, I knew that they were in a room.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, get started.
All right. So we see a face in the water, and then we see something with like a light. I thought it was like swimming around, but it was just, I think, like a light.
It's just like attached to a key. Yeah, like a chain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this guy that's in the water, he wakes up in this really dirty bathroom, and the water drains out of the tub, and he realizes that he's chained to like a pipe that's outside this tub.
Next to the tub.
He's panicked and he starts yelling for help. And then there's another man that's in this dark room with him. He starts like yelling and he says really quietly to him, he says, "There's no point in yelling."
Did you recognize that second guy?
Yeah, I did.
From like Wesley from Princess Bride, Robin Hood Men Tights.
Oh, God.
No.
Here we go.
Right?
Here we fucking go. Yes.
Carrie Ells.
Okay. Well, do you want to know what I referred to him as my notes the entire time?
Princess Bride.
Wesley.
Wesley.
Okay.
I even have my notes as Dr. Wesley in certain parts.
It's not Dr. Wesley.
Okay, well, tell my notes it's not Dr. Wesley because God. It is. It's definitely Dr. Wesley.
The other man, a.k.a. Dr. Wesley. Yep. Okay. He basically tells him, he's like, there's no point in yelling. He's already tried it. And he like seems really defeated.
It's apparently really stinky in that room.
Well, why wouldn't it be? Mm. There's like things growing out of the walls and stuff.
And like poop.
We'll get there. So he asks like where he is to this other guy. And he says like, I don't know where we are. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the lights come on because
why not?
Oh, his name is Lawrence.
Who, Wesley?
No, Lawrence.
Wesley.
Okay. Right. Okay. Uh-huh. So Lawrence, he turns on the lights to the room. Everybody's eyes start focusing. And then they see there's like a dead man in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
With a gunshot wound to his head. Yeah. And one hand he has a gun. The other hand he has a recorder. Of course he does.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting the guy in the middle of the room. The smell makes sense on top of other things. Kind of at this point. Yeah. But I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. Josh, did you expect that? I mean, did you?
Well, you had seen it.
Yeah.
You had seen it.
Having seen this movie, I very much expected the dead man.
They're like, what's that smell? You're like, there's a guy in the middle of the room.
A really gross toilet, like 2 feet away.
It's the toilet.
It's the toilet.
It's the toilet.
1,000% the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So the doctor, Lawrence, his name is Lawrence Gordon. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wesley.
Dr. Wesley.
Thank you, Josh. Uh-huh.
Lawrence Gordon, he introduces himself. And then the other guy that has been talking this whole time that was under the water, mm-hmm. He calls himself very fucking confused, a.k.a. Adam. So they swap stories mm-hmm. about like kind of what they last remember, which is basically nothing at this point.
Yeah. He said that he remembers that he fell asleep in his shithole apartment and then woke up in an actual shithole.
I went to bed in my shithole apartment and woke up in an actual shithole.
I thoroughly enjoyed.
Well, it's true. There was shit in the toilet.
It was. Yeah, it was bad.
I don't know if I would have put. Well, I guess I might have put my hand in that toilet.
Nope, I would not. No. We'll get there. No.
No.
There's no way.
I don't know. I think it's too soon.
That is my saw trap right there.
You're like, poop? No.
When that whole part happened, my first... No, go ahead. Sorry.
My saw trap is in the second one because there is a pit full of syringes and I don't do needles. So that was like, nope. You've searched my nightmares.
You found it.
You found it. Okay, great. Yep. Moving on. All right. So Lawrence starts talking... like an investigator, which he's a fucking doctor. So
right.
I don't even know why he's like thinking about different things. And maybe he's just like a
his assumptions are suspicious in the beginning.
Right?
Yeah. He sounds a little bit sketchy in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think it's like, because he's faking his American accent.
I thought so too. Because you can tell when he gets angry at parts that he's like really suppressing his accent.
I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So he starts talking and he's like very dapper. And I feel like he should have like this pinstripe suit with like a fedora cocked on his head with a cigarette like in his mouth. That's kind of how I envisioned him. And he says that they need to figure out why they're there.
Yeah.
And he notices like a brand new clock on the wall. And Adam's like, so?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that about?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't care if there's a clock on the wall.
Right.
So Lawrence tries to push the door that's like kind of near him. He kind of tries to push it open, and Adam searches his pocket and he finds a cassette, a little tiny cassette.
I'm like, why are you putting all this energy into trying to open a door that you know is not going to open?
Well, maybe it will. You never know.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Did you see the chains that were on their legs?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're not going anywhere, buddy. No. Good try.
He's not. Mm-mm. I don't know. Okay. So when he pulled out the cassette out of his pocket, obviously it kind of drew my mind back to the cassette player that was being held in the middle of the room
by the dead guy.
Uh-huh. And then Lawrence figures out that he has one too, with a key and a bullet.
In addition to a cassette tape.
In addition to the cassette tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they both try the key. The key doesn't work.
Yeah, because they immediately assume that there'd be a key in their pocket for the lock that's on their ankles that are chaining them to pipes. Like, oh, well, this game must be over at this point. Like, right. Why would you automatically assume it's going to be for the chain on your ankle?
Yeah. Like, I don't even need the bullet.
Right.
Whatever.
Not yet.
He's like, I'm out of here, so I don't know what you're going to do with the other guy, because I'm not going to give him the key.
Right, I got the key. Good luck, buddy.
I'm going to swallow it.
Ugh, not from that room.
Not from that
room.
Nope. Nope. All right, so Adam took off his shirt, and he uses like the drain plug chain thing to try to get the cassette player to put the little
dead guy in the middle of the room is like just out of reach of them to like get the cassette player out of his hand. So they're trying to like find different things in the room to like get the cassette player and bring it to them. So he uses his shirt and attach something else, and they like fishing for this cassette player.
Right.
Okay.
When he gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He pulls it towards him. Adam puts the cassette in the recorder.
So you're going to watch yourself die today, Adam, or do something about it?
That was the gist of what the recording is. It's this like older guy who sounds kind of creepy as shit on the recorder itself.
All right. So Adam asks Lawrence to give him his tape because he's not going to give him the recorder because he doesn't want to break it. And then he listens to the tape, and this, I don't even know what to call him at this point. It's just voice.
It's just a
weird on the
voice.
Recorder.
Yeah.
Tells him that he has been the person that people are going to die from, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's going to die himself. So his goal in the game.
Your aim in this game is to kill Adam. You have until 6 o'clock to do it. There's a man in a room with you. When there's that much poison in your blood, the only thing left to do is shoot yourself.
And remember that X marks the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And if Lawrence doesn't die by 6 p.m., then his wife and daughter will.
Yeah. Lawrence, well, Wesley's tape has a shit ton more information than Adams does. Like, Adams is like, sorry, buddy, you may die. You probably will. And then, like, Wesley's has a fuck ton of information. He's like,
yeah.
Hey, bud. Things are going to happen. We have your wife and daughter. Here are some clues for our game. Tell Adam if you want, because we're keeping him in the dark. And then it's like ends when he like rewinds it, replays it a couple times and raises the volume. And he hears like a whisper on the tape saying, follow your heart.
Yes.
How did he hear that the first time?
I don't know. Because I would be so panicked at that point that I would be just fucking wrecked.
I'm just like throwing the cassette player.
He's a doctor.
Oh, he pays attention to detail. Got it. Okay.
Oh, oh, that's not us.
No.
No.
He's like, wait, there's got to be more clues. Let me investigate. And I'm like, fuck this tape.
He smashed it against the wall. Yeah.
It was like, wait a second. There's more information. I'm like, okay.
All right. So the follow the heart, which is on this like nasty ass toilet.
Yeah. The heart is on the tank of the toilet.
It's really gross. Which.
Written in poo.
It, well, yeah.
Well.
And
I mean, what else would you do?
They're
with?
Like, you got to get into the toilet. And I really had a hard time with the problem of like their first thought was be like, put your hand in the nasty bowl of the toilet, not the tank. I'm like, what are we doing here, guys? Probably my first thought would have been like, I'm not touching that shit. Literally.
Yeah.
Who's going to touch it?
Adam did.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did.
Immediately. He didn't even hesitate.
No hesitation. He's like, I got to put my hand in this shit. Okay.
He dove like elbow deep.
He really did. He's like, I can't feel anything solid in there. Okay.
And then he's like, wait a second, maybe the tank. And I'm like, yes, guys, let's stop for a second and let's put this together.
Yeah.
Well, the heart was on the tank.
He didn't even wash his poo arm off in the tank.
No, he didn't. He
grabbed the bag up. I was like, still got shit all over me.
What are you going to do?
He has a tub and it, obviously the water worked, right?
Yeah.
So
well, I don't know. He was in it with water. I don't know.
Well, I guess it drained.
That tank of the toilet's full of water. Right. Pour that all over your fucking arm.
Squish your hand in there a little bit.
That's true.
You're right. Get the shit off your hand.
Get the shit off.
It's how COVID started.
Thanks, Saw. Now we're in a pandemic.
Okay. Adam checks the tank and he finds two handsaws that are like wrapped in a black plastic bag. Mm-hmm. And he kind of chunks the bag into the tub and he throws one of the saws over to Lawrence and keeps one for himself. Okay. So they each try with their handsaws. They try to cut the chains that are like 4 inches thick, it right. feels like. And obviously they can't do that.
Just like the key. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen like
Lawrence
that.
Lawrence goes down the rabbit hole of, oh, well, I guess he probably just wants us to cut off our feet.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Okay. That escalated very quickly from not being able to cut the chain.
You've gotten like 2 clues so far, guys.
Okay, let's...
He's a doctor, Courtney.
Oh, my God.
And he's a surgeon. So if anybody's going to cut off their own foot, it's going to be him. He's going to know what's up, at least.
Yeah, Dr. Wesley will figure this out.
In my notes, I call him Pessimistic Lawrence.
Did you misspell Wesley in your notes?
Nope.
Looks like...
Yeah.
Looks
Wesley, like you did. No, no.
Yeah, that's spelled wrong.
No,
that's
it's Lawrence.
Goddamn autocorrect switches it.
Every time.
And the sad thing is that I didn't go through here and like correct my autocorrect or like my lines under my little words squiggles. That I fucked up.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. I've already fucked up, so it's fine. All right.
It's a normal episode then. It's fine.
So Lawrence thinks that he was part of like a murder or he was investigated or questioned about a murder that he thinks that this is probably because of him. And I'm like,
yeah, he's having like a flashback. And again, it's just like he knows so much about like everything. We're in this flashback of where there's this serial killer that they're calling Jigsaw. And there are three detectives who go and like see this guy caught in razor wire. Do you know who one of the detectives were, Courtney?
I don't know his real name.
His real name is Danny Glover.
Okay. Well, his name is something.
Danny Glover.
No.
Yeah.
It's Tap.
Danny Glover. That's fine.
Okay.
So he's one of the detectives.
I can't win. Literally, if there is like a famous person in these movies, it's their character name.
I didn't even know Wesley's real name, and I did not bother to learn it because he was going to be Wesley the entire time.
Just to fuck with me is what you
his
did.
His name is Roger Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon. Thank you very much.
She would have done that too.
I would have. If we were watching the film, I'd be like, Danny Glover. That's his name. Danny Glover.
I can't.
The entire time.
I give up.
I fucking love Danny Glover.
I was so happy. He was so good in this movie. I enjoyed his character.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Well, he had a little bit of an emotional roller coaster the entire movie, but it's okay.
Yeah, because he kind of went back and forth, and I'm like, I don't know if you're good, if you're bad, if you're part of it, if you're not. I don't know.
He went through a lot, ladies.
He's definitely emotionally unstable.
He definitely is emotionally
He has some trauma he needs to sort through and seek help for that he shouldn't be ashamed of. He needs to talk to somebody about some shit he's experienced.
That's true.
It's some heavy shit.
Cooping yourself up into a room with, like, obsessing about something.
Yeah.
Anything.
We'll get there. So anyway, Danny Glover and some two other random, who cares, detectives are down in this like creepy ass basement looking thing. And they see this man who is just like suspended over the floor and just like tangled in this razor wire. Like he died by bleeding out through all this razor wire.
Yeah.
It was caught me a little off guard. Even though I knew they were going to see some weird shit, I wasn't expecting that. Like, in this movie, if you were like, okay, they go into a basement and they see a guy dead. How do you think he's dead? I would not be suspended above the floor by razor wire. No, would never be a guess in my mind.
Yeah,
ever.
That's what happened.
Are you okay? I mean, they said some of his stomach acid was on the floor, Courtney. They said that.
You're like, stomach acid?
Definitely don't watch the sequels.
Yeah, she can't.
I will not.
No,
I will not.
I won't.
You couldn't either.
No, I can't.
If they're someone more gory than this one.
Put their hand down a tunnel.
Stop it.
Into a saw blade and cut all the way up their forearm. So their hand like flops open.
Oh my God. Is Why would somebody thing? Put their hand in something like that?
I don't know.
Because they had to like fill the chamber full of blood to weigh it down to unlock the door. So they all had to like shove their hands in.
So more than one person gets their entire arm sliced in half?
Yeah, it's like 5 people. It's real cool.
Oh, what?
Okay. So how would you know that?
He's watched like all of them.
I know. Like if you're in a room full of five people.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why would they know that they have to all cut their hands in half?
I guess you got to keep going until it's like the door opens.
There's a creepy video with the little fucking puppet
Jigsaw.
Guy. Like, you got to fill this thing up better than the door opens.
I'm sorry. What was
that? Get this man more canned wine, please.
Can you please give us another clip of Jigsaw? That's great.
He's like, hey, you want to play a game? I ride a little bicycle.
I don't know. He sounds a little bit like Hulk Hogan, too.
Hi, brother. Do you want to play? I have squiggles on my cheeks.
Keep drinking, Josh. Keep drinking. You're almost there.
Get to those grapes.
Okay. So with this guy that died, his name was Paul,
sure,
that got suspended with the barbed wire. He was supposed to get to the other side of this and get out the door by a certain time.
Like 3 hours.
Yeah. Ugh. Otherwise, the door was going to close and it was going to become his tomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't make it.
No,
guys.
No, he didn't.
He went about it the wrong way. He just kind of freaked out and tried to push his way through.
Would you not freak out?
They showed a flashback clip of him like, blah, and he's like flailing.
I also had a hard time with Jigsaw's video to him that says he was a healthy man when this man was very.
That's a questionable.
You know what? You're right.
Interpretation, I guess. But
basically, they're investigating several murders that weird things have happened.
Yeah.
And that the next person that they talk about, basically, he has to find a code in a safe because
he's been injected with this like poison.
Yeah.
And like the antidote is in this safe in the middle of this room. And he has to figure out the code based on numbers on the wall. But literally every wall, floor to ceiling, everywhere is just got numbers written all over it. But to add to it, there's a couple little caveats there.
Yeah.
The entire floor is covered with just crushed up glass.
Yep.
He was naked, right? Full on naked, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally, right? And then,
I guess I missed that.
They didn't like show a lot, but they saw him like scurrying a little bit. He was naked.
Yeah.
He didn't put his dong against the fucking camera.
He's like, Courtney, I'm naked.
I'm here. Look at me. Ding, ding, ding.
And then he was covered in some type of, I don't know what, that's highly flammable. So the candle he had to use as his light source could also be his death, which it definitely
was. Oh, no, he got crispy.
Yeah.
He real crispy.
That's another way that someone under Jigsaw's just control died. So that's fun.
It's a great time.
Nope.
Jigsaw's a fucking piece of work.
They all did.
I have so much context to give you at the end of this episode.
I can't wait.
For why he does the things he does.
Is it too soon to talk about it?
No. Yes.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
No, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we are back with Lawrence and before he was locked up. And we see Lawrence.
Wesley.
Dr. Wesley.
Wesley.
It's not.
You're not going to win this one,
you know,
Courtney.
What? Josh, whose side are you on here?
Clearly mine.
It's Dr. Wesley Princess Bride MD.
I think it's Dr. Robin Hood Wesley.
Dr. Robin Hood Wesley.
Dr. Robin of Loxley Wesley.
We are never going to get through this episode. Never going to get through this episode.
We're like halfway through the movie.
Oh my God, it's Lawrence. We're going with Lawrence.
Well, I mean, you can mispronounce it the whole time. But that's
right.
Fine.
Well, okay, you know what? That's fine. What I'm calling him, damn it. Okay. So when the two investigators visit him at his office, they
ask... One of them was Danny Glover again.
Okay. Well, his name was Tap. Okay.
Sure.
So it's Tap and Singh. That was their...
I didn't know his partner's name.
Singh. Hmm. Okay. So they ask him where he was the night before and because they found his like pin light thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
No, that's what it was. It's like a pin with like a light at the end of it. Because they found it at the crime scene by the flammable dude.
By the crispy dude?
Oh, okay, your eyeballs with.
Oh, that's what it was.
He's a doctor, Courtney.
Yeah, but no.
Dr. Wesley Princess Bride MD.
You know what? His name is getting longer as we're progressing.
You should be adjusting your notes.
I really should. It's going to take me a minute. It's going to take me a minute. Oh my God. All right. So yeah. So they're investigating him now. So Lawrence's lawyer, I think it was, talks to him and asks him where he was that night. And he hesitates, and he said, and it kind of sounds like maybe he was having a little bit of an affair.
Yeah, it'd be a little shady for sure.
A little shady. Mm-hmm. So then
with
we
that nurse that was giving him sexy eyes.
She sure was.
She was all up she was in it.
Eye fucking him the whole time he was talking about some patient.
Yeah, she didn't even know what he was talking about.
Nope.
No.
To be fair, though, the other male doctor that was there learning was also eye fucking the shit.
I mean, Lawrence is, I wouldn't consider him the, you know, a prized possession other than
you have, about to say it right here about Dr.
Dr. Princess Bride.
Have you Wesley. Seen Robin Hood Men in Tights? He is very charming
tight,
in that
tight,
movie.
Tight.
We're men in tights. Tight, tights.
Have you seen we're Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise?
God.
He's his rival race car driver.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
He's basically charming. You need to get on board with Dr. Wesley, Princess Bride, MD.
Apparently he's charming, and he's not charming me. So
need that t-shirt. Whole name goes down the back of the t-shirt.
All right, so we flash back to present day in the dirty bathroom, and then we like flash back to the lawyer's office. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of flashbacks going on. So the lawyer wants him to listen to this woman. Her name is Amanda. Mm-hmm. And she actually had escaped one of Jigsaw's games. And he wants him to like listen to see if there's any trigger or something that he can like help with or maybe right. would jog his memory.
Because Dr. Wesley's alibi checks out. So he said that he like was out at whatever, like 1 a.m., whatever the time was. But he wasn't like seeing a patient. He was like out. So they confirmed, yeah. I guess, his story with who he was with, and his alibi checked out. She confirmed it, I guess, pretty hard. And
yes. Real.
And apparently she didn't complain. So they were like, listen, your alibi checks out, but we don't want you to leave yet. You got to sit here and listen to a survivor of Jigsaw tell their story. Because I guess they're trying to see his reaction because they believe that he was Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, and I'm like, this feels like a little
been guilty. Would you like to watch this woman
right
talk about this horrific event that happened
it
to her?
Feels like if it's not illegal, definitely unethical.
There's a few things in this movie that are like, oh, I don't know if that's right.
And I want to say that I don't feel like Danny Glover is a great detective in this movie, like at all. Like I know he's been through some shit in this movie, but like. He was paying more attention to like Wesley during this poor woman's story than her. He was almost like, hey, you hear it? Listen to this shit. Like this poor girl is like clearly traumatized and he's just like staring.
Right.
Also, I fucking Wesley the whole time.
Because apparently he's a catch. He's a catch.
He's like, tell me more about this 1 a.m. rendezvous you do.
Oh my God. Can I get invited? Can I get invited?
Danny Glover knows how to find his way to a sleazy hotel at 1 a.m.
He's no stranger.
He actually was in the same room.
So basically, there's this woman. What's her name? Amanda? Is that what I said?
Yes, Amanda.
She survived.
The receptionist from Becker. Do you remember Becker with Ted Danson?
I do.
Becker.
Where he was a doctor MD as well.
I do remember that show.
Don't remember that.
I don't recognize her at all, though.
Yeah, she's the receptionist in that. She's also in the horror movie The Blob, the remake of The Blob, which is fantastic.
Oh, you know I never saw that. You know I didn't.
Yeah. You should. It's pretty fun.
Did you say yet or yeah?
I said yeah. It's pretty fun. You okay. Watch it. Do it. Matt Dillon in it? Is young Matt Dillon do anything for?
I could get on board with that.
Yeah.
I can get on board with that.
Okay.
Okay. So.
It doesn't do it for me.
So.
Keep eating your grapes. It might.
She's basically saying that her face was stuck in this like metal cage. And all she could taste was blood because essentially, full visual, this cage on her head, after a certain time, if she didn't retrieve the key to unlock it from her head, it would snap open, which would basically rip her entire head in half.
That's so great.
That's some motivation right there, I would say. But this video.
What did she do to deserve this?
I don't know. I don't think they told us. She was like a drug addict, but I don't know. See, that's what pissed me off about this entire movie. And maybe you can enlighten me more later on. I'm like, first of all, who the fuck is this guy? I understand that he's like, bad people he thinks deserve bad things. But like, who the fuck is he? Like, why does he get to justify like who gets what and why is he with like why is he the one that's like torturing them?
Right.
Who the fuck is he?
I agree.
I don't like that at all.
I got answers. Okay. We'll get to it later.
Okay. Okay.
I have to wait. I don't want to wait.
So this video pops up and that creepy ass weird looking like clown puppet thing comes on and tells her that where the key is for the cage on her head is in her dead cellmate's stomach.
That's a good time.
She's going to have to just
get in there.
Get that out of there.
There's a dead guy on the floor. If you've got a stomach.
So after a bit of like frantic moments, because I guess she doesn't want to like get to the stomach right away.
I mean, who would?
No, she's running out of time.
Right.
And then she gets over to him and there's like a conveniently placed knife next to him on the floor. And
yeah, there's a knife. So I assumed it would be like a kitchen knife. It was just a scalpel. Like that's not really. Oh yeah, no. Knife.
Right.
What's that going to do?
It did something.
Well, I
it
mean,
did something.
It's movie.
But apparently. It did
something as that man went, huh?
He wasn't dead. He was just like paralyzed because his eyes open. He looks at her like, first of all, who the fuck are you? Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you in my cell?
So with like this cage on her head ticking of like the time just running out, she just starts just
stabbing him.
Stabbing the shit out of him.
Get it.
They show her like just playing around with his organs, just trying to find this key, like juggling act or something. And then she eventually finds the key. Unlocks the cage with, of course, record timing because as soon as she throws it off her head, it
snaps.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes, it does. It sure fucking does.
And you know what? Like when she's sitting there and she's got like the things on
her
face.
She's got like Joker scars a little bit. Ugh. Yeah.
That's a lot. Just a lot.
Joker scars. Today, the date of this recording is the 13th anniversary of The Dark Knight coming out. So
that
really?
Is That's weird.
Question. Really?
Yeah. Just like your weird Blair Witch.
Okay,
fucking,
that's fucking creepy. That was trippy as shit.
Like it was meant to be.
I know.
Yeah.
That was trippy as shit. I was like, okay, maybe this season's starting off pretty good. All right.
Maybe it won't be a complete fuck. But it probably will.
I mean, it already
kind of
started off. It started off excellent. That episode was amazing.
Thank you.
Very much.
I think you're going to enjoy our one this coming Wednesday, too. I think you're
going to. You're goddamn right I am. Oh, I enjoy every episode. Frequent listener.
Okay, so she takes the thing off and she's like panicking, a little crying a little bit, and then Jigsaw comes rolling up on a tricycle.
Sure does.
And he tells her how grateful that she should be to be alive, or that she is like, grateful to be alive.
You happy to be alive, like, because you totally should be, because like you're alive now.
I feel like
you didn't die, so
fuck
that's
off,
cool.
Creepy clown. Like what? Okay. Serious?
He's on a little tricycle.
Okay,
yeah,
that's my
seriously.
Question is I feel like, yes, the clown itself, like the puppet clown thing is creepy looking, but I kind of feel like him riding it on a tricycle is a little fucking weird for me.
A little bit.
I just don't feel like I could take it super serious with this weird puppet on a tricycle and he's like, you should be grateful. And I'm like, what the fuck are you? Get out of here.
Who are
is that
you?
The exit? Bye, clown. Like, knock him off the tricycle, right?
Just like you can do it better than that.
Wait,
do it.
Do yours again, and I'll repeat it.
Hey, happy to be alive.
Oh right. My god, please do it. Go ahead.
Hey, happy to be alive.
I can't get that raspy.
Happy to be alive. Gotta get deep. Gotta get deep.
That's what you chose to repeat.
Things, yeah, okay. Of course.
Okay.
I may say it again later on. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see. It probably will. You're probably right.
Good deep. Let's go.
Okay. How many canned wines have you had?
I'm just finishing my first
one. Okay, good for you. Because it's kind of...
I finished my first one as well.
You and champed it.
I'm loving these grapes.
So we're back in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And Adam starts yelling at Lawrence about him being the one that got them there.
Yeah.
Then he realizes that the bathroom has a two-way mirror. So he starts like throwing things at like throwing rocks or something at it.
Yeah.
And breaks it. And they mm-hmm. see this like huge like recorder that's set up behind,
it's a camera.
Behind this. Did I say recorder? I typed in recorder. How old am I?
They're being recorded by a camera. Sorry, that was really technical. I'm sorry, Courtney. You do your thing. You're doing great. I'm sorry.
Back on track.
Back on track.
So now we see from Jigsaw's side of the camera, mm-hmm. like he's behind the video watching them in this room. And the video itself is super grainy.
It's a bad
black
video.
And white.
Yeah.
You would think that since this is kind of his thing, that he would have
better technology,
you know, color, mm-hmm. not grainy, mm-hmm. maybe audio, because he can kind of hear it, but it's still grainy.
It's not great. No. It's not great. No, it's not.
This was the far-flung past of 2004.
Okay. There was better video quality in 2004.
We were not in black and white in 2004.
Maybe just
he's busy making puppets.
He's on a budget.
Making small dioramas of the weird.
Oh my god, sure he is too. Oh that's god, where he's spending so his money. Weird. Mm-hmm. Screw the videoing. Okay, so Jigsaw waves at them like from behind the camera. Obviously, they can't see it, mm-hmm. but says, "You know what? He's not going to be able to help them. They're going to have to do it themselves."
Sure.
So now Adam asks Lawrence if he's thinking about his wife and daughter, mm-hmm. and he says that he's been thinking about them like the entire time.
Yeah.
And then we see her waking up from sleeping, like
his daughter.
Reverts back to their house. On the night before, was it the night before they left or before he went to work?
I think it's like the night he disappeared. Yeah. Or the night. Yeah. Something like that. I
don't know. How fucking creepy is that shit?
Okay.
Yeah.
This entire part creeped me out and also pissed me off at the same time. Because this.
Please tell me why.
Poor little girl is laying in bed and she wakes up by hearing like wind chimes in her room. And which I didn't love.
Right.
And then she like gets freaked out and then like. Slowly walks to her parents' room, like no urgency. Like she saw some weird shit, heard weird chimes that wind chimes that woke her up, and she's just like, "I guess I'll stroll across the house and go wake up my parents."
Straight up a full grown man in this girl's room, and
she's just slowly fucking walking across the house. I'm like, "Girl, run!" I'd be screaming and running.
I would be too.
And then she gets to her parents' bed and is just staring at her mom like another creep that she is, just staring at her until her mom wakes up,
which is weird.
Very creepy. And then she's
a weird ass sociopath just goes, "Mommy, there's a man in my fucking room."
I can't. I can't. Okay.
"Mommy,
what is it, sweetie?
There's a man in my room."
And they like didn't believe her.
No.
So she's like, they go into where Wesley is in his like home office and they're like, "Our daughter wants you to go like check the room because there's apparently some creepy ass dude hanging out in her room." That's fucking weird.
Right. And nobody seems to like really care.
No, they were like.
Like kids go, "Oh, there's a monster in my closet."
Not a grown man.
Man in my room. If my daughter comes downstairs and goes, "Daddy, there's a man in my room," I'll grab the fucking shotgun, go up the stairs and be like, "All right, where's the man?"
I'd be out the fucking front door. I'd be like, "Nope, guess this man lives here now because we don't." Hell fucking no.
So, she comes downstairs and tells me Elsa from Frozen's in her closet, I'll be like, "All right, you had a fucking dream."
Right.
Like, if you tell me a strange man's in your bedroom, like,
no,
we're going to go do some shit. We're not going to be like, "Oh, are you sure it wasn't your imagination?"
Yeah, because like, they think she's having a bad dream. And I'm like, what kid dreams about a full-grown man just staring like at them from their bed? That's fucking creepy.
I'd be turning all those lights on.
Every switch.
Opening up all the doors
mm-hmm.
with a bat.
So they get to her room to like check it out, but they don't really like check it. Like they don't check the closet. They don't check behind curtains. They don't do anything. They like turn a light on. They're like, "Bitch, you're okay. Go back to bed." And then they like, Wesley like tucks her in.
"Hey, 10-year-old, you know what's fun? I'll play with your toes like you're fucking six."
Yeah, he did the whole like this little piggy thing, which was weird.
That was weird.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then he like.
She was not into it.
No.
Because there's a man in her room. Yeah. She's like, "This is cool, Dad, but there's still a creepy ass dude in my room."
I'm surprised she didn't say he was like in the closet or like to check.
Because he wasn't there at first, I don't think. And then he like moved to a different location.
Oh, maybe. But why didn't he check it when he got in the room?
Because they don't give a shit. They thought she was like having a bad dream or something. Poor That's parenting, whatever.
Right.
Worst parents.
Worst. So once they leave and like turn off her bedroom light and her bedroom goes to like complete pitch black, like no light in her room at all, the fucking closet door just like slowly like,
oh my gosh,
open.
I can't do that.
No.
And her parents immediately start screaming at each other right outside of their door.
Of course.
Like, you know, no like, subtlety.
Like what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Oh my, it's ridiculous.
Yes. So then as soon as Wes leaves, because he got like a call that he had to like go into work. I don't know what doctor, that's a surgeon, has to like go into work at like 1 a.m. He's like, I got to go.
The only reason he has his pager is for his women.
100%. It was that girl that was eye fucking him before.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy. We don't know. What whatever. So he leaves the house.
We don't judge.
And then as soon as he's gone, their daughter starts screaming from her bedroom because this creepy ass dude that was hiding in the closet is now attacking her.
Yeah.
I can't. It's I fucking can't. Okay. I can't do it.
You can't do it.
What was your exact reaction when you saw his eyeball just like,
oh my God. Wait, it's like got a light on it as well. Like it's illuminated.
I'm not going to lie to both of you. I was hiding. I didn't see his eyeball. I didn't know that happened. I was hiding. I put my blanket over my head enough to like block the TV a little bit. And then I just type. So I genuinely didn't see it. Yeah.
It's really the thought that counts. Okay. So we're back in the bathroom and Lawrence asks Adam if he wants to see his daughter.
Yeah.
Like pictures of his daughter. So he throws his wallet over to him. Adam's like, asks, you know, where a picture of his wife is. He's like, well, it's behind one of the other pictures that he's got in there. So he pulls it out and Adam sees a picture of his wife and daughter tied up.
Yeah.
Their mouths like gagged.
Yeah.
And then on the back of it, it has like writing on it and it says X marks the spot. Sometimes you see more with your eyes shut. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, we find out.
Yeah, we
but
do.
But he doesn't share that info with Wesley. He just like throws him his wallet back and like holds on to the Polaroid for himself to just see what he can figure out with it a little bit.
So we go back and this is kind of where we were kind of talking about a minute ago where her mom like takes off as they're like fighting in the like foyer area. It takes off because their daughter's like yelling and sees the guy with like a blanket covering himself, which I thought was really weird.
That's all he does. He always has a weird fucking cloak thing. Like, what is that about?
But it was like a blanket, like a legit blanket.
It was like a sheet, like a bed sheet.
Like a bed sheet. Exactly. It was a fucking bed sheet.
And he waited for the mom to get in the room before he jumped on the little... He was just standing there next to the bed.
She's like, whoa.
I'm so spooky.
So like a beige sheet on
it. It was like not even like a pretty white sheet. It was like
it's
beige.
Like he just brought his own from home and he's like, this is perfect. This will do. This is good for hiding in a closet.
Surprised it didn't have like little flowers or something on it in her bedroom. I don't know. Okay. So he basically, he ties them up, leans down to like check the heart rate of the little girl, the daughter.
Yeah.
And then he points a gun at her and then checks it again. And I'm like, this guy's a fucking sicko.
Because he gets off on like listening to their like heart rate, like rising from being scared of him. What a fucking,
he's a douchebag.
I had a problem with that scene. Anyone that knows, has kids knows that like, her heart was beating way too slow for a child to begin with. Like, kids' hearts beat really fucking fast.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Put your head on your chest, it's like, like just
normal.
Because they're, yeah, they're in shape and full of fucking energy.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys are bunnies. Like, he puts a, he has a gun out and he puts a fucking stethoscope on her chest and it's like,
he's like, well, this just won't do.
I know. He put a, point a gun at her and see what she does. Okay. All right. So we are at the hospital and there is a, like, I guess a, he's a resident. I don't know. The doctor, Dr. Lawrence.
No.
Dr. Lawrence.
Wesley.
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 Everybody say it with me.
Wesley.
Lawrence. MD.
He's getting shouty now.
I know. He's getting real loud. I'm going to blame it on the canned wine.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a man with a brain tumor. Doctor's like, hey, this dude's got a brain tumor.
God.
It's inoperable.
I love this.
Keep it going, Josh.
And hot lady's like, hey, Dr. Wesley, MD, I'm liking what I'm seeing. And the dude next to her is like, I'm liking what I'm seeing,
He's
too.
Like, wait, and were then, you in Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights? We should talk later. And that's how it all started.
And then an orderly named
Orderly.
Zep.
Oh, that's like his nickname, right? That's a, that's not his real name.
Zep?
Yeah.
They call him Zep. Oh, well, you never know.
He pops up and he's like, his name's not Patient. His name is John.
Oh, yeah.
He's a nice man.
He's a nice man.
But then Dr. Wesley was a bit of a dick because he kind of like brushed him off and like made kind of like a, he made like rolled his eyes. And then like the, I don't know if they were like residents or interns or whatever the people that were eye fucking him were, they all kind of like laughed a little bit about him just being like, the man has a name. And then he like awkwardly ran off.
He has this like curmudgeon look on his face and he's like, and he just kind of stomps off.
He's like, the lower class really like to make friends with the patients.
But then he gets paged and over the pager it goes, Dr. Wesley, Princess Bride MD.
No, that's not
Dr.
what it says.
Dr. Wesley, Princess Bride MD.
I have it where somebody is watching the apartment from another building.
Yeah, that's Danny Glover. He's watching the apartment from another building.
Danny Glover. MD.
Danny Glover is not an MD. He is an investigator. His name is Tap. Damn it. All right. So we're actually seeing his like apartment. And then there are like tons of like newspaper clippings all over the wall. Mm-hmm. And then at this point, I'm like, is he Jigsaw? Or is he like just really invested
or something? Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know. At the end of the day, Tap is scrolling through this Jigsaw video. He's in his office and he figures out a few of the locations where this video could have been recorded, where the fire alarm had gone off.
Yeah. Cause they had the video that Amanda had seen, the girl with the cage on her head. So they were like watching that video and he's like rewinding it, replaying it back and forth to see if he can find things in the background that he would recognize.
Yeah.
And he saw some like writing, like graffiti on the wall or something that he recognized from some warehouse, a warehouse where they used to make mannequins.
Weird.
And I feel like even if there were other options, that's the location you have to check out. Like, it doesn't matter if there's three other warehouse options. A warehouse used to make mannequins is fucking creepy. That's where the serial killer is. Hands down.
Absolutely.
No question.
There's no question.
So he shows his partner and they're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to this fucking warehouse.
Yeah. They were going to go out for drinks and decided that this was more important.
But you know what they don't do?
What?
They don't tell anybody, no other police officers, nobody, that they're going to this creepy ass freaking warehouse that used to make mannequins to go find a serial killer.
They never call.
They never do. When they show up at the warehouse, I go, okay, well, clearly there'll be people there, like other cops. Nope. It's just the two of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the actual hell?
No one even suggests it.
No. They literally, it's not a
they
thought.
They have a serial killer coming up an elevator and they're not like, maybe we should radio for backup. They're just like, I'm this curtain. And the other guy's like, no, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker. And he's like, no,
yes, because in this warehouse and there's like weird like fog or whatever the fuck it was in there. And that should automatically be a red flag that there's a killer in there automatically. So they should be like, calling to their other dudes like, hey, we're in a warehouse with a lot of fog. We're going to need backup.
Well, I feel like Tap...
I appreciate the hand movement. Stephanie is wearing an imaginary radio on her.
This is how we... Josh, this is normal. Like, there's a lot of, like, hand motions and...
There's some fog. We're going to need backup. Over. Go deep.
We are never going to get through this fucking episode.
So they get in the warehouse and they find that they have the right location because it matches what they saw in the video. Right. And then they like start walking through and there's this fucking giant cage. Like, it looks like a cage. There's like this like fence thing that has a door on it. And I'm like, yeah, you guys who don't have backup, who nobody knows where you are, should definitely go into this freaking cage for sure. And they find like all these red looking sheets like over things. And it's like,
here, let me pull it off.
There's like a whole diagram of the weird like bathroom situation of Wesley and Adam in there. And then they remove
tiles on the walls.
Yes, yes. It's bizarre. And then they remove another one and there's some like weird ass pig mask and then the weird puppet.
Uh-huh.
And they remove another one and there's a dude who's like strapped to this thing with like drills pointing at his head.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's all fucking weird. And then they hear noise and they're like, oh, it must be him. So they cover this poor guy up again. They're like, shh, we'll try to come back for you.
Well, he's gagged. So all he can do is make noise. So it's not like he can tell on
him. And he's making all the noise.
Yeah, he is.
All the noise possible. This guy is just like yelling as much as he can. They cover everything back up and they hide behind this like plastic tarp by these mannequins. And they're like, we'll wait for this serial killer to come. Like, okay, guys, well, what's the next plan? How about do a little, we need backup. Like, what? Nothing. Nothing.
And they don't burst out the second he gets off the elevator.
No, they don't even shoot him or anything. No. They waited out.
They wait for him to get right up next to the man in the chair with the drill.
Right, because obviously he's going to have some kind of something. And he's like going to trigger something to kill this guy or kill somebody.
They're like, we should wait for Jigsaw to give us a monologue first. Let's see what he has to say. After the monologue, we'll see how we feel if we want to pop out or not.
Right.
So let's just wait behind the plastic.
We have to make sure he's not the janitor before we have a shotgun in his face.
They're responsible investigators. They do not shoot unless... they are triggered.
They didn't shoot at all. Like, at all. This entire thing.
That's true.
They eventually do, like, surprise! And come out from behind the plastic. And then Jigsaw, like, turns on the, like, drill bit thing. So this poor guy who's, like, strapped to this chair. So then the partner, like, goes to try to turn off the drill. And then Danny Glover has, like, this shotgun thing pointed at Jigsaw.
Right.
And he's like, come down here. Come down here. Go to your knees, whatever. The partner's trying to figure out with all these keys how to turn off this thing. I'm like, okay, well, this is not going to happen. And then I kind of hit a little bit at this time, too, because of my anxiety. Didn't like this part at all. But Jigsaw, like, has this, like, blade thing that he just, like, yeah. And
oh, like, slices it, like, them. Comes out, like, from his wrist.
Yeah.
And he just, like,
slices Danny Glover's throat. And he just takes off.
Somehow lightly slashes Danny Glover's throat because he doesn't die. Right.
Enough to survive.
He does not die. No.
Well, the partner, like, shoots the drill thing and stops it. But you know what the partner definitely does? And should for sure do in any kind of scary movie, chase this serial killer down this warehouse they have no idea where they're at and
by
no
yourself,
backup coming.
With no backup.
By yourself. And there's weird fog stuff still. Like, yeah, definitely do that.
How?
Don't call anybody.
He didn't even reach for his shoulder to call for backup.
Nothing. He didn't even try it.
Do it again.
We definitely need backup now.
Danny Glover's down. Danny Glover's down.
Shit has gone down. Hurry. Over.
Oh my god.
Okay, so at this point I was definitely hiding when he's chasing down the hallway, so I need you guys to fill in for
Okay, so
poor Sing.
I know. His Sing runs after him. He's tries like shooting at him or whatever. He wasn't really like hurt, but then like they're like tripping down the hall or whatever, and then all of a sudden like Sing goes into like this
like a trip wire, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trip wire. With a like five or six, I don't know how many were there were, like shotguns. So as soon as he tripped the wire, he looked up and then he got shot in the head.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. He didn't see it coming.
No.
It was a sad day. Mm. So then we jump back to present day and we find that Tap is in his house who is completely obsessed with Jigsaw.
Yeah.
That
we find. It makes sense now when we kind of flash back and forth to his like weird apartment with all these pictures on the wall. Because it was like 5 months ago or something, I think they said, when this happened to his partner. So his obsession with Jigsaw and the serial killer makes sense because his partner died and he got his throat cut during this whole thing 5 months ago.
Right.
And they saw some shit.
They did.
And got kicked off the force. I feel like all of that happens way too fast. Like 5 months? Come on. I give him a little bit of a break here. He got his throat slashed and his fucking partner got his head blown off.
Right. You know, no recovery.
He definitely needs a little bit of a mental health check. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Possibly. Yeah. Somebody should just, you know, do a check. Send him someplace. Somebody to talk to him. I don't know.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Stitch you up and make it work.
All right, so now we're back in the bathroom and Adam keeps on looking at the message on the back of this picture and he gets Lawrence to tell him to turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Or he tells Lawrence to turn off the lights.
Wesley to turn off the lights. Yes.
Right. So reluctantly he does, and then they see this like glowing X on the wall and Lawrence takes down the wall.
Like, when he turns the lights back on, it's kind of obvious because there's like the wall is brick and then there's like this little patch of like new brick.
Right.
And I'm like, did you guys not try that first? Because it seems very new.
Josh, you said that since he was a doctor that he noticed the
everything.
Right. Noticed the like the cloth on the wall.
Yeah.
Why didn't he notice that there were new bricks on the wall right next to him?
He's distracted. By being Dr. Wesley, Princess
Bride, M.D.
Oh, my God. I give
it's
up.
Quite the title to hold on to. It's lot to
really,
think about.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
His family's been kidnapped, Courtney. Give him a fucking break.
He's got a lot of trauma. It's a lot of trauma.
Fell out in his mind while he's chained to a pipe. Yeah. It's a lot going on.
Okay.
Danny Glover moved across the street from his house. He's very stressed out.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
He sure did.
Yeah. He's right next to it.
Because I feel like we should say that Danny Glover this entire time is convinced that Wesley is Jigsaw.
Yeah.
So he's basically stalking Wesley and his family to see like what his habits are because he's convinced he's a serial killer.
I wonder if he moved into that apartment just because he thought he was the Jigsaw and he wanted to watch him.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Okay. So Lawrence starts taking down the wall and he finds this box in like a hole in the wall. Uh-huh. He opens this box that he finds in the wall. So when he opens this box, he finds a cell phone, a cigarette or two cigarettes. A
couple cigarettes, yeah.
A lighter and then a letter to him.
It's like a little love note.
It is like a little love note.
The note was basically saying that like the cigarette itself in the box is not going to kill him immediately,
correct,
but it doesn't mean it couldn't, essentially.
Right.
So he's like, okay.
You're not going to necessarily need a gun to kill Adam.
Right. Just think about it, Dr. Wesley. Think about it.
Because you apparently you are very detailed.
Uh-huh.
So you can figure this out.
Right. Yes.
You know how the human body works. Dr. Wesley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know how to poison a man to death.
Wow. That is just wrong. It's just wrong. Anyways.
Things have escalated.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Oh, there's also a cell phone in there, too. Did you say cell phone?
I did, but apparently you weren't listening, so it's fine.
I missed it. I'm sorry. There was a cell phone in there, too. Was that the first thing you said?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm just driving the point home for you.
Okay. All right. Adam really wants a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Lawrence is like, calm the fuck down. You don't need it right now. You're good. So Lawrence tries to call 911 on this phone and he can't.
Of course not.
And then he feels like this exact thing happened last night when he was leaving this parking garage.
Yeah.
From his midnight affair.
I feel like Adam needs to be incredibly suspicious of him because every time he's like, oh, this reminds me of something I heard or I experienced recently. It's all very like convenient. Like what a coincidence that you've just experienced this or you know all about Jigsaw already. Adam should be very skeptical of him. I know it's not a big deal, but he should be skeptical of him.
Well, he should be.
Yeah.
But he's not. You're in this dirty bathroom. So
gotta work together a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go? Who do you believe? I don't know. Is he going to help me or is he going to kill me?
Mm-hmm. We find out.
Okay. All right. All right. So we kind of revert back to when Lawrence was in this parking garage. Mm-hmm. First of all, he doesn't feel like he's alone in this parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a flash that happens, which we don't really find out until later what that is. Mm-hmm. But he just feels like there's somebody there. He ends up getting out of his car, and I don't really know why. Mm-hmm. Like, can he not get out of the garage? Is that what the problem is?
I don't know, because he went to pick up like a phone that was like on the wall, like an emergency phone,
yeah.
And it wouldn't connect to anything. So I don't know what he was doing.
Josh?
I have no idea. Yeah, I think.
Okay. I figured you had some like insight into this.
But we see in like the mirror that's like on, kind of like where the ceiling and the wall meet, like for those like turns, that like his back door of his car, of Dr. Wesley's car, is like slowly opening. I hated everything about that.
I was going to say, how did that hit you?
I hated it. I fucking hated it.
Crawling out of the backseat.
And I also feel like, too, that like everything about Jigsaw, like he's sick and he's dying, blah, blah, blah. If that was him in the back of the car, he's a nimble fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's climbing out of the car. He's crawling. He's got this weird like red spandex looking outfit on with this like weird pig mask thing. And he's like crawling out of the car like I may be dying or something, but look at me go. And he's like creeping around this car. I'm like, how is he such a nimble bitch? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Well, I mean, he's a really thin character.
He got like a second wind or something.
Okay.
Maybe it was like Zep doing his dirty work.
That's what I thought later on, that it was possibly him, because I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
It could have been, because who knows what Zep had to do with, like what he had to do.
Yeah. Like, put this pig mask on and then crawl around on the floor like you're in a Nine Inch Nails music video.
And he's like, okay.
I mean, if it means that I don't die, fine.
Here I go.
That's fine. All right. So now we jump back to present day in the dirty bathroom.
Yeah.
And they start bickering like an old married couple. Mm-hmm. And then Lawrence asks how he knew to turn off the lights.
Yeah.
How did you know to turn off the lights?
Who cares? It worked.
Yeah, but how did you know?
Instinct.
You're a terrible liar. What else aren't you telling me?
So he ends up throwing the picture of his wife and daughter all tied up. He reads the message and then he dips like the one of the cigarettes that were in the box,
mm-hmm.
dips it in the
blood. Because apparently what we learn like when they get into the room is that the guy in the middle of the room who's like dead and bloody everywhere had like been poisoned.
Correct.
So his blood all over the place has the poison in it that apparently was like rushing through his body. So he goes and like takes one of the cigarettes and like dips it into the cigarette to like make it look like for the camera that he's going to give it to Adam.
Correct.
To like smoke this poison cigarette.
Which how stupid would Adam be? He dipped the filter in.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I'll put this weird bloody filter in my mouth, I guess. Does that make any sense?
Well, it's because when Lawrence was talking to him, he's like, I don't care. Because he's like, are you sure you'd put anything in this room in your
mouth?
And he's like, yeah,
valid
I don't fucking
question.
Care.
Valid question.
He's like, no, I would.
Yeah, because like Lawrence, look what he made me do. Wesley gets this idea. Dr. Wesley, Princess Bride MD, gets this idea to like turn off the lights in the room because he has the switch so convenient to where he's chained, and then like whispers to Adam, which I don't understand how, like, what's the guy's name, Zap, because he's listening to the videos,
yeah.
Can't hear him whisper, but whatever, he's like whispering.
It's because of his fucking grainy videos.
It's ridiculous. The whole thing's stupid.
Thank you.
He's like, hey, pretend to smoke this cigarette. I'm going to keep whispering and then pretend to be poisoned and die. And they're like, ready, break. So he turns the lights back on and he like throws him a cigarette and like Adam smokes the cigarette and he is very overdramatic.
Okay.
A little animated.
It was a lot. I'm pretty sure I even knew without even knowing the context.
Fake. He like takes a couple drags of a cigarette and he's like pretending to die. Lasting way too long, this whole like dying whatever, and then he hits the ground and Wesley's like, you see, I did it, let me out now. Well, apparently there's a fucking taser attached to this weird ankle bracelet thing they have, and Adam just gets like shocked to shit by this damn taser. So, and of course, he's not dead. We know now.
Right. Now, now the whole plan has been unraveled.
100%.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Which I think it was to begin with. But
right.
So I was like, you're not dead.
Uh-huh.
You're good.
All right. But like Adam getting electrocuted somehow like sparked his memory, I guess.
Maybe he got shock therapy. He needed to get a little bit of, you know.
Because after he got electrocuted, he's like, I remember everything.
Everything. He says the word everything.
He does.
I know what happened to me. I remember everything. And I'm going to another flashback. I was like, how is it that easy to like get his memory going?
The world's slowest fucking flashback that could have been like a quarter of the length.
Right, because I feel like the first part of it was a little bit unnecessary, but whatever, it's fine.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to build it up to figure out like, where he actually was.
Build the suspense.
All right. So Adam was like walking down this dark old red hallway in his apartment. Uh-huh. I feel like that was really overdramatic with the red walls and everything. Eh. Who does that?
Well, and they're showing condition of his apartment complex. So like showing the conditions that he lives in.
I mean, if somebody died in that hallway, you wouldn't see it on the wall.
That's valid.
Smoking a cigarette, so you know that he'd smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, he does. Confirmed. Mm-hmm.
He turns on no lights.
Uh-huh.
No fucking lights.
Yeah, which we hate.
Yeah, right. He goes into his, in his apartment, he's got like a dark room where he processes all of his like pictures that he takes.
Uh-huh.
And as the camera like pans out of the room, we go through and we see like this hole where somebody would have been looking into that room.
Yeah. And then we see that some of the pictures he's developing are of Dr. Wesley. So we're at this point,
you mean
like
Lawrence?
No, I mean Wesley.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, how the fuck does he know Dr. Wesley? And why does he have pictures in his dark room of Dr. Wesley?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for a second.
Uh-huh.
So Adam seems to have fallen asleep in his dark room.
Like passed out. Like essentially just out cold.
Why would you just sleep in your bed?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, he got tired. He took a little nap. And now, of course, he wakes up. In the middle of the night, maybe he heard something. I don't know.
Because
something
all the lights were off in the dark room. Like when he was in there, the red lights were on. And now it's like completely dark in that room.
Correct.
Okay.
So he tries to like flip on the switch. And of course,
don't work.
Doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And then he hears this noise outside the room. Mm-hmm. He grabs his. Okay. Here's where I have a little bit of an issue. And this has to go with what was the movie that we watched? Host. It was Host. Uh-huh. Where they're like taking the camera flash and like. Going
he's like
into
a
rooms.
Polaroid in that family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
All right. I hated everything about this scene because he has all the lights and all the power is off in his house. And he's trying to like find this like weird noise he hears in his apartment by using the flash on his camera. So he's like taking pictures and you can hear like the flash on his camera, like charging every time he takes a picture and it like lights up part of the apartment. Lights up part of the apartment. And I'm like, no, stop doing that. Beeline it to the door and get the fuck out of there. What are we doing?
He's got to make
also, sure. Also, like, how poor is your vision? Like, it wasn't that dark in your
room. We didn't really see in the video. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, I hate everything about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he calls out of the door and he's like, is anyone there?
Someone there?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, somebody's going to fucking respond to you. Like, here I am. Like, what are you expecting? No one's going to respond to you.
No. So as he's walking around.
Hi, Adam. My name is Jigsaw and I'm in your apartment.
Surprise, bitch.
Sitting on your fucking couch. So as he's walking around and flashing the damn camera. he hears like this giggling doll. He turns around and Jigsaw, the doll, is sitting on one of the chairs in like his living room. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up beating the thing with like a baseball bat. I'm like, okay. Hey, you do you, bud. And then he hears like a noise in the closet and he goes to open it, flashes his camera, and the pig face Jigsaw guy or whoever it is jumps out, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know why he was still in his apartment at any part of this, but he
would have been out. If I had no electricity and I'm hearing noises, I'm getting the fuck out.
Running. You would have been like, I didn't know Stephanie could move that freaking quick. I would have been flying through my apartment. Unreal.
I mean, I get that. All right. So now we're back in the dirty bathroom and the phone rings.
Of course.
That he got in the little box. And Lawrence answers it. And it's his daughter hysterically calling him.
The bathroom from my room is here. He has his night up. And he has a gun.
And I'm like, well, that's really fucking creepy. And also, like, kind of validating for her. Like, guys, I freaking told you there was a creepy ass man in my room. You didn't believe me.
Now you'll believe me next time.
Hostage.
Way to go, Dad.
Don't be a dick, Dad.
Guess you'll listen to me next time. Then the guy puts the phone up to Lawrence's wife's ear. Mm-hmm. And she says, like, with a gun pointed at her head, that not to believe
Larry.
What'd you say?
She just goes, Larry.
Is that you? Are you there?
Go ahead. You finish it because you got
Larry?
It.
Are you on the other end of the call? Are you there?
Wesley? Wesley, is that you?
Wesley? Did we get the right number?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why she like had to like clarify if it was him or not. Like, Larry? Like, who the fuck do you think it is?
If he was just talking to his daughter, of course it's him. Of course.
Maybe she was just hoping, like, maybe this motherfucker's got the wrong apartment.
Like, oh, I don't know this guy on the phone. You got to go next door. Sorry.
I'm not who you think I am. I promise. All right. Basically, she tells Larry not to believe Adam's lies and that Adam knows him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the phone disconnects. Oh, fucking course it does.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So now Lawrence demands to know from Adam what's going on.
But the funny thing is, like, he hangs the phone and Adam goes, like, are they okay?
Are they okay?
Like, as if it was, like, a casual conversation. Because Wesley's, like, hysterically crying and he's shouting. And Adam's like, everything cool, bro? Like, it's just so chill.
Like, do you notice that, like, throughout this movie, Lawrence is, like, looking more pale and more pale. And then, the rouge that's on his cheeks.
It brightens.
He's not looking good.
No. It's like his face keeps getting whiter and then the rouge
But
keeps
Adam doesn't change at all.
No. No, he's fine.
It's like, cool, bro? What's going on?
Yeah, right over there? How's your fam? They doing all right?
What'd they say? What are they up to?
They going to the park? No? Going to get some lunch?
Tell them I said hi.
Adam is played by Lee Winnell, who is the co-writer of this movie.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. He's also a director now. He directed The Conjuring 3.
That's really cool.
Stuff, yeah.
I love a fun fact.
I know. You're just full of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're full of it, Josh. You're just full of it. I'm full.
You've been told that before, haven't you?
It's happened.
Okay, so Adam starts to get irritated, and then he asks Lawrence where he was that night, and then he said that he took Lawrence's picture in the parking lot as he was leaving. That's what that flash was that he remembered seeing, and that he was paid to take pictures of married rich men who slept with other women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By Danny Glover.
By Danny Glover. So apparently, but I mean, I did think that this part of the movie was kind of cool, where we kind of figure out how they are like weirdly intertwined. So Danny Glover was paying Adam to basically spy for him on Wesley to kind of like, because Danny Glover's convinced that Wesley's Jigsaw.
Right.
So I think he paid him like $200 or something like that a night to like go creep on Wesley to find out like what he's doing. And all he had to do was like follow him around and take pictures. So he knew like every motel he went to, where he was parking. He knew everything about Wesley. And it was like, that's how he had all those pictures. And in that plastic bag that was in the toilet tank, not in the toilet itself, but in the tank, with the two saws was all of these pictures that Adam had taken of Wesley that he developed in his room. I'm like, okay.
That's true.
I did like how they intertwined it like that a little
bit. They did. Mm-hmm. They kind of like jump back and forth, but then mm-hmm. it ended up being like very cohesive in regards to like how the plot went.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So when he met his last girl toy, I guess, whatever you want to call her, he met her at like this like CD motel.
It was a gross motel.
Which is really gross.
Yeah.
Is that where you want to have sex?
No. No.
Yeah. They're better than that. You got some money.
Right? Like, he definitely does. And if he's going to have some type of like secret rendezvous with someone from work, like pick a better place than that seedy ass motel.
She's never going to want to sit with you again.
Mm-mm. Treat yourself. Well, no.
Treat yourself.
She was down for it. I mean, yeah. She was taking her shit off without him even.
He's like, no.
Because he stopped her. And then he was like, I can't do this. And he goes to leave the room because she was ready to go.
Yeah.
And then as he's leaving, the phone in the motel room starts ringing.
You tell me when you were here?
No.
Right.
Which I did not love at all. And Wesley's like, does anybody know you're here? And she's like, of course not. So she answers the phone and she turns to Wesley and of fucking course the phone's for him.
Of course it is.
Would you have answered the phone? Would you have gone over to it and been like, hello? I would have bolted out the door.
No, I wouldn't have answered it.
No way.
No.
No Wesley here.
Dr. Wesley. Who was his name?
Princess Bride MD.
Oh, Princess Bride MD.
Yeah. I like that you're starting to conform.
I'm not. His name was Lawrence.
It was just a tease. Okay.
Okay. The guy on the other end of the phone, when he picks up the phone, mm-hmm. he says,
I know what you're doing, doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he whispers it, and then he hangs up the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cryptic. Got
so
it.
So now, Lawrence says that whoever paid him, talking to Adam, mm-hmm. Must be the guy that they put in there. And then he described him as this tall black man with a scar on his neck. And then that's when I realized it was Tap.
Yeah. Danny Glover is the one who hired Adam to creep on Wesley.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right. So Lawrence slowly turns around. He said that he was discharged from the police force after Singh was killed because he was having some kind of mental breakdown.
Got a little fucked up.
Mm-hmm. And then that he just keeps harassing Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So after they stop bickering again, Adam sees that one of the pictures on the ground that he like threw on the ground that was in the bag with all the
intentionally put in the bag with all of Adam's pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
He took a picture off of the ground and he's like, was there anybody else at your house last night other than like your wife and daughter? And he's like, no. So he throws a picture over to Lawrence and there in the window when he was taking a picture of him was Zep.
Clear fucking picture him. Like it was like he was posing for the picture.
Yeah.
Clear as day.
Okay. So Zep is watching mm-hmm. and he looks a little panicked. Uh-huh. I feel like he's been found out.
Yes.
He doesn't like that. And I get that. Okay. So the two guys realize that it's 6 o'clock mm-hmm. already, because at 6 o'clock,
Time's up.
They're gonna die. All right. So we also see that Lawrence's wife at this exact moment is untying her hands where she's tied by Zep. And Zep is getting his gun to kill them.
Yeah. Because basically Wesley had until 6 o'clock to kill Adam so that he can like break free, I guess.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that at all.
No.
So now they're just in pure panic mode.
So what are they going to do?
Tell us, Courtney. Tell us.
Oh, my God. Okay. So do you not have this in your notes? Have your notes stopped?
It stops pretty close to here. Yeah.
Okay. So Zep puts the phone up to his wife's ear mm-hmm. to tell Lawrence that she's going to die. Allie uh-huh. ends up grabbing the gun and pointing it at Zep. Mm-hmm. And then she gets back the phone, talks to Lawrence, and then the daughter distracts her and like says her name. And then all of a sudden, Zep finds his way into like distraction.
Yeah.
Grabs the gun.
Because I don't know why this girl didn't like shoot him. So like this guy
instead of just
comes into
Lawrence,
your apartment, attacks your daughter, attacks you, ties you guys up, and is like taunting you, calling your husband. This whole thing is a mind game.
Shoot him in the fucking
and
head.
And now you have his gun. I don't condone shooting, but if you're in the situation and you have the guy's gun, I don't know why she hesitated. Like you're trying to save your kid, right?
Well, maybe she just thought, you know, she's got this under control.
I don't know. But the entire time, Wesley's on the other end of this phone because like their cell phone's on the floor and he's hearing all of this shouting and gunshots. The part that I didn't understand or didn't love, I should say, is that like because they start like fighting each other, Zep and Allison, and the gun goes off and it wakes up Danny Glover across the street in his apartment.
In another building, but nobody else in the building.
No other neighbors heard it, but Danny Glover across the street heard it and went like running into action.
Yeah.
And his bad detective skills, he like runs in all awkward and he like tries to help and he's shooting, missing every time.
Of course he is.
And then Allison and Diana, the daughter, break free. And then like Danny Glover and like the orderly, what's his name, Zap, are like Zap, wrestling. Yeah. And like Danny Glover's not very good at this at all.
Well, that's probably why he was discharged from the police force.
Definitely not because of the shit that he went through.
No. I think it was a combination.
Maybe. He hides from gunfire behind a post that's a third of the size of
him. Right? I was like, how can nobody get him? And then they're fighting, and then Zep just like picks up this glass vase from where? Where was that vase at? I don't know.
On the table?
But he like hits Danny Glover in the head and he's like, oh no. And I'm like, what is happening? How does he just get like smashed by a vase?
Well.
Well, that's not worse than the wife pulled a pair of scissors out of like her panty drawer. Yeah.
This whole fight scene was like,
yeah,
I judged it pretty hard. I was like, what is happening, guys? All of you are better than this. All of you.
Well, are they?
I don't know. But the wife, Allison, and the daughter, Diana, got free.
Yes, they ran out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Zep ends up running out and basically says that he's going to go kill Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go find him.
He's got to follow the rules.
So now we're back in the dirty bathroom again. And Lawrence is being shocked and he ends up passing out. And then Adam throws pebbles at him to like wake him up. Like pebbles.
He panics. He panics a little bit.
But I mean pebbles. Will that wake anybody up?
I thought it was kind of sweet.
Was
he freaked out a little bit?
What?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess whatever. Okay.
Because he's officially at that point, he thought he was like all by himself. That was the first time this entire weird fucked up situation that like, he thought he was like all alone.
That's true.
I can see it a little bit, but whatever.
Well, Lawrence ends up losing it. Like once he like comes to, he ends up losing it. Tries to reach for the phone that's ringing on the floor that's out of reach.
Yeah.
And then he ends up taking off his shirt and using it as like a tourniquet around his like leg or ankle area. Cuts his foot off.
But the major problem with that is like the entire time.
Not a major problem?
No, but what makes it worse is this entire time they've been trying to cut through the chains. So you know that blade is dull. You know. That like hitting it against shit and trying to saw the chains off their ankle, you know that blade is dull. And that could not have made it better for this shitty situation.
You're right.
Ugh.
Okay.
Nope. I didn't watch this part at all. I didn't watch the.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I'll take it from here. Okay. So in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. My notes are done.
Oh, yeah.
They're gone. It's just blank.
No more notes. So in the meantime, Tap and Zep are in this struggle in the building that this guy was in before, I guess.
Yes. Because after they had their weird fight in the apartment, when Zep left the apartment to go back to where like the guys were in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah.
Danny Glover chased them. So now they're like in this weird like sewage treatment warehouse place, like underground, like chasing each other, which is where that bathroom is.
Where the dirty bathroom is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So now they're like chasing each other and like shooting at each other and still missing each other somehow. And I don't understand how that works.
They're not really good shots, either one of them.
Danny Glover used to be a detective. Shouldn't he know how to use a firearm?
Maybe he just doesn't practice. You know, they have to have certain amount of practice.
A little rusty.
Will we give him that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. All right. So Tap ends up getting shot and Lawrence cuts his foot off. Then he crawls over to this dead guy in the middle of the room.
You glazed over that. Very, very quickly.
Sorry. I wanted to get past it.
That's like the like iconic part of this entire movie is him sawing his own foot off.
Lawrence takes his handsaw.
That's definitely dull.
And it shows it sawing his foot off of his leg.
To break free from the chain.
Is that good enough?
It's awful.
Okay. It's pretty gross. Okay. So now he like army crawls. Over to the dead guy in the middle of the room.
What else is he going to do? Yeah.
He puts.
They just keep the bloody shirt on his leg to be like, there's no foot there. Don't worry.
Confirmed. Here's proof.
Right. I mean, anyway. Okay. So he army crawls. He puts the bullet that was in this box that he had before. He puts the bullet in the gun that the guy in the middle is holding.
We'll come back to that.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that one this time watching it.
And then. He shoots Adam.
He shoots Adam. Because, again, his entire thing was to, like, kill Adam before 6 o'clock and get the fuck up out of there.
Well, but it was past 6 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
We'll get there. Okay.
He thought he was going to get some sort of participation trophy.
He thought that, you know,
great
he didn't
effort.
See it.
Great effort.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. We'll give you a little bit of a pass this time. So Zeb walks in, goes over to kick Adam to see if he's dead. Uh-huh. He doesn't move. And then he tells Lawrence that it's too late and that he's got to die too.
Yeah. It's so the rules.
It's the rules. Mm-hmm. This is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
Then Adam wakes up.
Yeah. Surprise, bitch.
Knocks out the knees from Zep, uh-huh. knocks him to the ground, and then he ends up beating him with the toilet tank lid. Beats him.
I don't blame him.
Very strong for a man that's been shot in the shoulder blade.
In the shoulder!
Right. With like two hands beating him.
Maybe it was like adrenaline or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
But either way, he like beat the shit out of that. He did. Killed him with a toilet tank lid.
So toilet tank lid.
Toilet tank lid.
That's a lot.
Until it broke.
Yes. The lid like broke snapped in half.
Yeah. Ugh. So he's dead.
Yeah.
Adam's still alive.
Still chained to the pipe.
Still chained.
Yeah.
We've got Lawrence, who is loose, but he's about to die.
Yeah, he's missing a foot.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
He's very pale.
So
yeah, he's getting whiter and paler and more ghostly
and his
looking.
His rouge is getting darker red and darker red as we're going through. Okay. So we've got those three guys in there. And then the dead guy that was originally in the middle, which we'll get to. Mm-hmm. So Lawrence is like, I'm going to go get help. But I might bleed to death, but don't worry.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
He's telling Adam, I'll crawl through who knows how long this weird, like, warehouse I'm in is.
Do you remember the running of Lawrence?
Or right.
No, was it, no, Zep and, yeah.
And Tap. Danny Glover. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He has no idea where they are, first of all, but he's telling Adam, like, I will crawl with my dying body to get out of here and I'll send help back for you because you're still chained to that pipe. But don't worry. I maybe look like I'm dead already, but I'll get out of here and I'll get us help.
They went down a ladder too. How's he going to get up that ladder?
There's one no way.
With one foot.
Right. He does not have the upper body strength, especially in his condition. No way. I wish they did tell us how far he made it. Like just outside the door, maybe.
Maybe, or maybe not. Oh no, he had to get, he had to either
past
be in
the
or
door
past
at
it.
Least.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll get to that. I know what happens.
Oh, there's
going to
be so many goodies. Oh my gosh. Wait.
Okay. We're almost there. Uh-huh. Okay. So Adam starts patting down Zep because he's dead in there and he finds a recorder. Mm-hmm. When he listens to what's on the recorder, he realizes that Zep was only like a puppet in this entire game. Uh-huh. He wasn't actually this Jigsaw guy. And then the guy in the middle of the room was the real Jigsaw. He like gets up.
Yeah. Just pulls, casually.
Like, yeah. Gets off the, like this prosthetic thing that's on his head that made it look like he was like shot to death. Mm-hmm. And then he says that the key to unlock the chain that he's chained to is in the tub. He gets up, walks out, and he closes the door.
Yeah, basically.
That's it.
Basically, Adam's fucked and is going to die there.
Yeah.
It's just game over.
No. Okay, well, that was an interesting movie. All right. Do you want to hear what we're watching next week?
Sure.
We are watching The Conjuring. Would you like to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Of course.
Okay. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren work to help a family terrorized by a dark presence in their farmhouse.
Oh. Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Well,
no,
we'll see.
Not as much.
Probably not.
Okay. quick reminders, tipsypod.com is where you should live.
Yes.
No other websites except for FNBNs, but tipsypod.com, you can find all of our merch on there. You can find our Patreon on there. Check out our Patreon.
Please do.
You can find all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Find them all in there.
I love it.
Follow. Rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars.
We gotta have people find us. Help people find us.
Don't deprive them of listening to our chaos.
Welcome. Everyone's welcome.
And we want to thank Josh from Four Nerds by Nerds for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, Josh.
Aw, thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
We'll have to do this again for sure. Because it was, I mean, you liked this movie. So it's fun having your perspective on Saw through this entire process because we didn't like it. And you were like, guys, calm down. Not a big deal.
You've got this. You're fine. Take a deep breath.
Josh, you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, FMBN podcast on Twitter, FMBN, the number 4 and the letter U on Facebook and Instagram. And starting in September, I am starting a horror movie podcast.
Oh, yeah. We heard about this.
Oh, yeah. We don't know how we feel about that, Josh.
We thought we were friends and now we're competition.
No. We're helping each other.
Okay. We'll remain allies. It's fine. Okay. I've been convinced.
That was easy. No, we love you. So I'm sure this is going to be awesome. What, like, give us a little bit.
Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, it's me and Chris from the Geek Peak podcast and Miles from the Disc Dump podcast are making a podcast called High on Horror. Mm-hmm. You can follow it on Twitter and Instagram, H on H Pod. And yeah, we'll just be reviewing horror movies, but we'll also be doing like trivia episodes and like special like game episodes. Miles has a whole bunch of like horror movie style D&D type of games that he wants us to play, like role playing games.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing a bunch of different things. We'll be doing like we were going to do film comparisons. So like the new Candyman reboot is coming out. So we're going to watch that and then do an episode where we like compare the original to the remake and see like what's the difference and what's better or you know, if it's any good, stuff like that. So
that sounds cool.
We're really excited. We did Hereditary is one of our first episodes.
Oh, we'll be listening.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear you guys talk about Hereditary.
Are you just going to be like commenting on Hereditary and like how you felt about it? Or are you comparing it to something else? Like, what are you doing with that one?
No, that one. Yeah, that one's just like a regular movie review.
Okay.
Because I had never seen it. So it was an experience.
Yeah, it's something to watch for sure.
Uh-huh. It's good. It's worth the watch regardless if you like scary movies or not. It's.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Just based on it being a movie alone, it is so well made. Like cinematography and the sound is fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really good movie. Mm-hmm. Is there a date in September? Or are we just hitting for September?
Just September.
Okay. That's awesome.
Keeping everybody at the edge of their seats. It's suspense. That's what it is. Well, thank you, Josh. We appreciate you hanging out with us for our chaotic banter.
Yeah, this was so amazing. If you want to listen to our podcast and you never have before, start with the two episodes that these amazing ladies were on.
Yeah. We played Jeopardy, which was not proud moments of ours.
I feel like we were lackluster, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. You are still the current holders of the FMBN movie Jeopardy championship title belt.
Wait a minute. Have you played Jeopardy since you played with us?
No, that's why I said you're still currently the whole.
That information is not necessary. It makes me feel very good to know that we are still the title holder.
Sorry. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate the fact that we are still Jeopardy champions.
Even though I think we won by like a miscount, but it's okay. We'll still take it. And we were happy to be on your show and we will do it anytime.
Yay.
All right, so everybody, check out FNBN and check out our next week's episode on The Conjuring. Bye.
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 Well, I hope everybody enjoyed our collaboration with Josh from Four Nerds by Nerds.
I know, I sure did.
I did too. It was very entertaining.
Yes, it always is.
It always is.
Yeah.
And he had some awesome, like, fun facts for us about the movie and... He clearly was the only one of the three of us who enjoyed watching Saw.
Definitely not me.
Yeah, no, I hated it.
Yeah.
So this episode, it's not everything. You're not getting the full scope of our episode. Mm-hmm. There's about 30 to 40 minutes of extra content that's part of the video that we have of this episode on Patreon.
So to do that, to be able to listen to it, you need to get onto Patreon.
Yes.
And you need to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. And then you can see the entire shit show that was the three of us talking about Saw.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got a glimpse of it now.
Yeah.
But just wait for what's waiting for you.
Because there's more.
There's more.
There's more.
There's more to the shit show. You're welcome.
Yeah, we had a bunch of fun recording with Josh. And he's been a podcast friend of ours since we started.
Yeah.
And he's always been so supportive of us and our show. So it was just fun to finally have him on our show.
Yes.
We've been on his a couple of times, so it was nice to have him with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So stick around for after the bloopers. There's a trailer for The Conjuring that we will be watching next week. Mm-hmm. So check it out.
Bye.
All right.
In a dirty bathroom. That's the worst place
And then their condition got like grosser and grosser.
Yeah.
Just from like the dirt in the room. Not even like things happening in the room, just like lots of like dust and like
poop.
Poop. Just okay.
Dust and poop.
Just a lot of dust and poop.
Dust and poop. That's it. Okay. Oh my God, I was having a hard time there.
Canned wine.
Canned wine. Okay.
Your face every time you take a sip of that wine. It is so funny.
I'm just working my way to the grips.
You're like, you know what? I have a goal. I'm going to make it.
I will deal with it.
You really don't have to drink it, Josh. You really.
I'm doing it.
He's like, shut up. I'm doing it.
Shut
Fine.
Up about it.
I'm here to play. I know the rules of the show. I'm sorry I didn't go to the vineyard and ask what their finest canned wine was.
They're like, how dare you? Get out of here.
Canned wine? Who the hell drinks that shit? So there's a resident at this hotel. God damn it. At this hospital. Oh, do you want me to continue?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know where we're at. I have no idea where we are in my notes.
I like how you're putting it on me. You're the one that set this
Josh,
up.
Josh, you've derailed us.
Josh, get your shit together over there. Did he find a recorder?
Yes,
he did. I have that in my notes, but I don't remember him finding a recorder.
He did, in his jacket pocket.
What do you think? You just made that part up?
I don't know.
He's like, you know what would be a great addition to the story?
Courtney, you want to sing Kids on the Block with me while we wait for Stephanie?
Which song do you want to sing?
Write the right stuff.
You got the right stuff.
Baby. There's usually a lot of singing that ends up getting cut out of our recordings because it's just doesn't nobody, contribute anything.
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Yeah.
No. Yes, we do.
Based on a true story. In 1971, the Perrin family moved into their dream home.
It's gonna be great.
But they didn't know it was the site of a brutal murder in 1863 and countless horrors in the century that followed. What happened to the Perrins in that house was so disturbing, the family has refused to speak of it. Until now.
First day, we fell in love with the house.
I get my own room.
The owner says, do you and your family a favor, Roger. He says, keep the lights on in this house at night. A couple of days later, it came back to me and I had an idea that something was wrong.
From day one, there was a heaviness and there was a scariness.
Things began to happen in the house.
We started to see multiple spirits in the house.
See, it's standing right behind you.
Because I was the youngest and the most vulnerable, I was approached more than anyone, and I actually had a relationship with that boy.
I think something bad happened to him.
Follow me this way.
I had gone to bed. I opened my eyes. The apparition started to come down to me.
Look what she made me do.
Nancy?
From the director of Saw and Insidious.
We waited 30 years to tell our story. Because 30 years ago, the world was not prepared for this.
Oh, God!
Experience the terrifying truth.